Welcome back on the talk show today. We are talking about anything and everything, and we're talking about, I guess, 2022. That's where we are right now. We've got, there's another election coming up in midterms, and you know, can you see a situation? I don't see any way that the Republicans aren't going to have control of both houses.
Well, that's generally what happens with most midterm elections.
But this one in particular, yeah.
You look at the last midterm election.
I know.
Swung completely back in the previous general.
I know.
It direction.
The midterms tend to basically throw it the other direction. So when the Republicans have total control,
I think it's a phone in the other room.
Okay.
I don't know if you can hear that. We heard a sound. I think another phone in another room
is off the hook. Sounds like a phone is off the hook. Okay. Wait a minute. It's not one of these. No, it isn't. Our phone lines are open, 319-754-1490. So what have we got? We've got inflation that is right now as high as it's been in 40 years. We've got gas prices that are higher than they've ever been.
I got to ask you, has inflation gone up any further percentage points?
I believe it. To tell you the truth, since what do they do with the CPA? They remove two items that are rather vital in terms of inflation.
What are those? If you want to know what they are, they're the ones we're paying the most for.
That is exactly. Food and energy is typically removed from CPA, the Consumer Price Index. There is a producer price index, I believe, does include those figures. I don't think I saw any car dealerships in Chicago that were, you know, because we weren't really driving by any of the we weren't really in the suburbs, except I think the closest we came, other than driving into the city, and I didn't pay any attention. But it is striking to see how few automobiles there are, even on regular lots now. Have you done any driving around to see?
I have.
It's stunning, isn't it?
It's just, well, generally, cars are more expensive, and if people aren't coming to buy those cars, then they're not going to stock as many.
But I'm seeing so many trucks, though. I mean, and
Because trucks are the most expensive. And
is that what it is?
And they usually have a bunch of them in stock. So.
Okay. So finding a truck is a fairly easy thing, but you better have the money to pay for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Be ready to have a 10-year payment plan.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, it's... I was trying to think of, situations that we can put in parallel. I did have John Billups on earlier today. We were talking about people moving in to Burlington, and the fact is one of the effects of the pandemic is people from out of town that live in very high-priced or that very areas where prices have gone up, and they've had deterioration of their cities, basically, overwhelming homeless and all sorts, and drug abuse and that sort of thing. You don't have to work. Nobody really, or almost nobody has to work. Most people don't have to work in any one particular place anymore, do they?
No, they don't, and that's pretty cool in my opinion.
Well, it's a key in terms of how you can get people to come, you know,
to work for your business.
Well, increase your
because they can work for these companies and they can live in a place where the cost of living is much more manageable.
Well, exactly, and it's.
For example, you can work for a company based in California from this spot right here.
I was asking, one of the things I was asking over the weekend as well when I was in Chicago is how have rental prices gone up in Chicago? Well, they've gone up the same way that they've gone up everywhere else. It's surging because inflation and costs and everything else that's going on. And, if you got a decent deal where you are and you're not getting, you know, what I'm saying, trying to move is a hard thing.
Just as bad.
It's a hard thing, and because you're dealing with a considerable increase just to make a move from where you are to something a little bit bigger, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've seen anything like this. I haven't seen anything like this since the early 80s. I really haven't. And it's... And then I didn't really notice because I was running a business that was making money. So if you're not suffering, you don't notice. But if you're suffering, you really notice.
Oh yeah.
And that's the difference. And also,
there are some people who are stuck in them somewhere in the middle.
I know. And there are people that are right now that are falling off the map. Okay. No, it's not an easy time to be dealing with inflation. Extreme, especially if you're doing a lot of driving and I don't care whether it's work driving or recreational driving, but whatever, driving is driving.
And those miles add up.
And they do add up. And I think I said I paid the most I ever paid. I paid Friday the highest I've ever paid. I only bought 13 gallons of gas to fill up the tank. It's the most I've ever spent on filling up a tank in my life,
mm-hmm,
for 13 gallons. I mean, I knew that if I didn't buy gas then, it would just be that much more, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, the stories are becoming, and I have not seen, price of meat and I think everything else seems to be fairly stable. I'm not sure. Milk seems, I don't know, is milk high?
It's a little bit higher.
But it's okay. So what? But meat seems to be the thing. Meat is leading everything, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the few things are more scarce. But other than that, it's just meat and gas. All right. So don't eat meat and don't drive. Bicycles. I want, you know, bicycles have been selling like hotcakes still?
Yeah, because it's a better one-time investment for most people than paying for a tank fill-up.
I did see in Chicago something I hadn't seen before either.
A lot of bikes.
They have two things. They've got a lot of Bird scooters,
which I'm a big fan of those.
And I'm seeing them being driven in regular lanes on the regular road, regular streets.
Not in a bike lane?
Not necessarily.
Because generally, I think you are allowed to ride powered scooters in a bike lane.
Oh, I've seen that, but I'm seeing also in the regular lanes too.
Yeah, and they're probably weaving in and out of traffic and doing all the stuff they're not supposed to
do.
I'm
sure part of it is that indeed. They also have e-bikes.
Yep.
E-bikes for rent now.
Those are big.
And so, yeah,
they're making stowaway e-bikes that are fairly reasonably priced now. So it's basically an electric bike that also is a stowaway. Like, you know what a stow bike is?
It collapses
with a collapsible frame.
It's a collapsible frame. Yeah,
yeah.
You pack it in. You can put it in your trunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fairly small wheels on the thing, and then it's geared towards short
distance travel.
Yeah, geared for short.
So,
distance
for instance, if you have about a mile commute to work, then that would be a reasonable alternative to driving.
Are you looking at getting one of those?
I might be.
Okay, we're gonna take a break. We'll be back.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
This is Anthony Davis talking about what he's been doing since the season's been over.
I haven't shot a basketball, like maybe like April 5th.
So we're talking about 2 months. It says to most people what we all fear about Anthony Davis. Great at basketball. Great.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
2 to 5 weekdays on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
What's in store for you this summer? Vacation plans, ball games, home improvement projects? No matter what you have in store, Standard of Beaverdale has something in their store for you. You'll find some new fencing and decking materials to make your own backyard paradise a reality. Every home oasis needs a grill, and Standard has lots to choose from. Roofing and siding might not be as fun, but both are necessary, and Standard has the right materials to help you get the job done and get back to the fun. When you're headed out on fun adventures, the Standard Carhartt department has the right bag or cooler for you. Father's Day is right around the corner. With the price of gas these days, everyone at Standard thinks Dad would love to go electric with a battery-powered lawnmower, trimmer, or other outdoor power equipment. Dad might also like a DeWalt power tool now with a battery
battery that is longer lasting and lighter. And check out the new Edge Safety Eyewear polarized glasses that provide safety with style. You'll find all this and so much more at Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa, open 6 days a week.
I tend to second guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
I love hearing and learning about technology from you, and I love your one-liners. I love the dry sense of humor, and I think I'm hooked.
You know what it is? It's just trying to lighten it all up because, you know, sometimes when people talk about technology, you heard it, Judy. It's like Intel Core 5 processor, and you're like, oh, my gosh, how boring is that?
Kim Komando, Sundays from 11 till 2 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back on the talk show today, 9:52, and we're talking about anything and everything today. We'd love to hear from you. You've got something you'd like to get off your chest or something you'd like to comment on, 319-754-1490, 319-754-1490. And I think, I think a lot of people are wondering, you know, how to deal with all of the things. There's a lot of stuff happening right now. The war in Ukraine, how long is that going to continue on, and how many more billions or trillions of dollars is it going to cost? We've got inflation that is, they say it may be, this may be just a, you know, maybe is a brief surge.
Mm-hmm.
Although we've heard that before. But
I first started seeing inflation go up when?
We saw inflation. We saw inflation really start to rise as we went into Ukraine was pretty much where it really started surging.
And that was in?
That would have been in February.
February, and it's now June.
I know.
So 5 months.
We have seen. And in that same period of time, we've seen the stock market it has not been a good
No, it has not.
12 weeks, I think, or 13 weeks, in 12 out of 13 weeks. What else have we got? The January 6th committee, we mentioned that. I don't see them being able to have enough evidence to impeach. But I do see maybe enough to at least sway what the independent or the at least perhaps sway. The other thing that we're seeing is it seems that the division or the extremes on both the Republican and the Democrats have gotten even more extreme. Do you think that is that true, or is it just in my own head?
There's a lot of validity in that.
Okay, it does seem to be, and Donald Trump seems to still be the pinnacle of all of this activity or all of this angst, so to speak, that seems to be going on both sides. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I'm Perry Mason. Would you agree with that? Yes. No. We're not standing still, but inflation's continuing to go up. We've got some things that are relatively stable. the war in Ukraine seems to be just forever.
At a stalemate.
At a stalemate, if not. Well, and Russia seems, you know, I don't know if we're even going to be able to. Can we continue to spend as much money? Can we continue to help make it a stalemate? And I was reading in the Times today about the fact that the people in Taiwan, right now, there is a great deal of concern about Taiwan because they weren't paying much attention to Ukraine, but they know that China wants to have Taiwan, and China considers Taiwan part of China.
Mm-hmm.
And Hong Kong history books no longer refer to Hong Kong as ever having been a British protectorate.
Which it was.
It's, I guess that when you're the Chinese Communist Party, you can rewrite anything you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose actually people could say that about any country, couldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. But, this is just a scary time. We've got violence that seems to be able to be popping up anywhere. We've got, even in Galesburg, yeah, the story in Galesburg, it's nuts. I mean, it's not mass shootings. It's the fact that
these
we have
small isolated incidents.
But it's violence that just seems to be able to pop up anywhere and
yep.
anywhere at any time, and that to me is what's scary. And I think I don't know what you do about that. We also had I was talking with John Phillips earlier. You know how many we've got so many police officers and that are right at the edge of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Replacing those officers.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be very hard. The other thing is he talked about what are we seeing in terms we have Cape Air here, but did you know that what happened with there was a plane crash in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's since been proved that it wasn't the amount of hours for the pilots, but the Congress, in its knee-jerk reaction, raised the minimum from a minimum number of flying hours for pilots from 250 hours of flying to 1,500.
Wow.
That is why we have so many canceled flights right now. I mean, weather certainly will have an effect, but yeah.
From 250 to 1,500.
That is, and where do these, and where, so if you're going to learn to fly or to get those hours, you're going to have to pay all of those, you're going to have to pay all the fees and the tuitions and everything else like that in pilot school to be able to get to that. How are you going to do that? Well, you're probably not. So what is happening is that you've got flights that are being canceled. You've got the pilots that have the hours, the experience. They're all being kicked upstairs,
mm-hmm.
and they're all going to bigger planes for bigger money.
Yeah.
Which is what and the little airlines, and the
smaller airlines suffer.
And the smaller airlines are suffering. That is what we're facing here. In Burlington. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a great Monday.